The election of Donald Trump has had a big impact on book sales. Demands for titles about social justice and the white working class has surged. One book that's gotten a big bump from Trump's election is over 60 years old and has a very dark theme. From Here and Now contributor KQED in San Francisco, Sam Harnett reports.
Thanks to President Donald Trump, Dog-Eared Books in San Francisco has a whole new section.
So this is the social justice section. It sits up at the very front of the store.
Head book buyer Dan Weiss created it the day after the election. It has books about rural white America, like Strangers in Their Own Land, and ones about activism, like Angela Davis's new book, Freedom is a Constant Struggle. Other local bookstores like City Lights and Alley Cat Books have also created similar areas.
It's not a selfless gesture. We're making money on it as a store. I don't want to make it sound like we're heroes, because we're not. But it feels good to be able to at least have that, make that information more available.
Weiss says one book people kept telling him to feature was The Origins of Totalitarianism by Hannah Arendt. The book has been selling out as fast as the store can get it.
But I was surprised, like, how many people were like, no, this is what you have to read, like, this is what's important, and just, like, quoting it online.
The Origins of Totalitarianism is not typically a hot commodity. It's a dense book of political theory that details what led to the rise of Stalinism and Nazism. But by mid-December, many local bookstores were sold out. Even Amazon briefly ran out of stock.
We could see right after the election, it started to rise.
Jim Elliott is editorial director of Publishers Weekly. He says the book normally sells about 50 copies a week. But at its peak in December, it was selling at 16 times that rate.
Those are very good numbers.
And it's still selling strong. The book has recently been in the top 25 of Amazon's list of movers and shakers, which measures daily uptick in book sales. That's shocking to Roger Berkowitz, founder of the Hannah Arendt Center at Bard College.
I mean, this is a 500-page book that's very difficult going at times.
Berkowitz has never seen so much interest in Arendt's work. It makes sense. He says the right-wing populism and dissatisfaction with government that's sweeping Europe and the U.S. is reminiscent of what happened in the 1920s and 30s. Arendt pinpointed three major social problems back then, which Berkowitz says are still relevant today.
Homelessness, rootlessness, and loneliness. Their overarching impact is the same, which is that we live in a world in which people don't feel as if their lives have purpose or meaning.
Arendt said these conditions open the door for totalitarianism, a political system where the state has complete power and establishes a single ideology that people follow en masse. Berkowitz says Trump started a movement with some unsettling characteristics, like how the campaign handled facts, but that Trump is no totalitarian.
Arendt would be the first to point out that we are not living in a totalitarian era right now. That doesn't mean that one can't emerge.
Back at Dog-Eared Books, Dan Weiss is pricing new books, including a copy of The Origins of Totalitarianism. Weiss says uncertainty about the future is a big reason customers are buying challenging books.
People are feeling more commitment, I think, to read things that are difficult right now than they would have before.
Although some customers are steering clear of the real world altogether. Since the election, Weiss says, they have sold quite a few science fiction novels. For Here and Now, I'm Sam Harnett in San Francisco.